Okay, so this week we focused on Simen Shin Beis, Sif Aleph, Sif Hey, Sif Zion, where over here the discussion is removing dust from a garment, from a beged, or the same thing as removing is brushing. I want to brush my hat. I want to brush the dust off my hat. I picked up my son. His shoe went right against my pants, and now I have a stain of dust over there. So removing dust. So here we have a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on Kuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, and how to understand the Gemara of Hamenayir B'Talisoi the Yechayev. Menayir B'Talisoi is Chayev Achatas. And the Mechaber seems to go with the Sheet of Tosfos and many other Rishonim that to remove dust from a beged is not Asur. He leaves it out. He learns the Gemara is talking about over there from Tal, from dew, which is wet, as opposed to dust. And Ramah comes along, Ramah says, 1 second, Yesh oimim dasal nayer beged mina avok from dust shalav imak b'alav v'toyv lachash ledvar. Says Ramah, it's a good thing to be chayshish for the sheet of Rashi that holds that one should not brush off dust from on his beged. However, he says it's davk if you makbet on it, which we have to define what does that mean makbet. And the understanding of Rashi is that Rashi considers the dust on the beged as a dirt to the beged, which makes the beged now mikukal. There's something wrong with the beged, and by me removing the dust, I'm being misakin. I'm doing a tikkun. I'm fixing the beged. Now it's a nice beged. So the other Shem held that no, that the dust is just sitting on my jacket. It's stuck to my jacket, but it's not in my jacket. It's not in the beged. There's no kilkel in the beged itself. Rashi said no. It's enough of a. It's enough attached to it that's a kilkel. Right. The Ramah continues. Ramah says. So the Ramah does, we should be chash for Rashi. Comes on the Mishmur, he says, the Eli Rabba says, now should we, there's a Taiv. The Eli Rabba says, yeah, you should, you have to, because there are other Rishonim also who agree to Rashi. And that's why the Mishmur seems to be noted, that a person should be noted to be machmeh like Rashi, not to brush off dust from on there. And it's Shailav Chayiv, Chayiv Chattas, it's the Tarais of Tarmeriyah. So says the Ramah, Avomuta lahasir hanoitzis min abegim v'shavs, but to take the feathers off. What are we talking about? Feathers that sit on, they got stuck to your jacket. They're also a little, obviously if they're not falling off, they're somewhat stuck to the jacket. That's fine, says the Ramah. In other words, what the Ramah is saying is that even if we're going to be choshish v'rashi, that holds the dust, you should not remove. But a feather you could remove. And the Mishmur says in the Bir Halacha, Sheleg, snow. If snow fell on your coat, before it starts to melt, it's just sitting on your coat, it's like a feather on your coat, it's like dandruff on your jacket, it's like crumbs of challah on your jacket, that's mutter to wipe off. He says, by snow, you have to be careful because if it didn't start to melt, you shouldn't remove what got already absorbed into the baguette. But that's mutter. The truth is, the Magen Avraham brings down a Sefer HaZichronos, which holds that according to Rashi, that dust is aser, chayev, feathers is also chayev. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, that if you're makbid, which we'll define soon what makbid means, you're not allowed to remove nitzais. You're not allowed to remove nitzais. He says, but Zera Pishtin, which is brought down in the Shmur later on, the Zera Pishtin, that even if you're makbid, you can remove. What's going on over here? What seems to be going on over here is that there's a whole discussion over here. At what point of being attached to the beged or in the beged is it considered like the beged is mekukal, and therefore by me removing it, I'm being a sack in the beged, which is the malacha. So halacha lemaisa, what's going on over here? We go with Rama. Sfaradim have the choice of going with the Mechaber if they want. I think they do. Right? Dust is not an issue by you.
I'm not looking
at how it didn't look at it. Do you not have one of the side things there?
Not
yet. Okay. So the Rama says that we should be chayshish. Mishmur says you should be chayshish. All the Achraim say you should be chayshish for the Rashi. So we're chayshish for Rashi, which means removing dust from a beged, brushing the dust off the beged, powders, dust and powder, right? You had some baby powder and it spritzed up and landed on your jacket. So we have to chayshish for that. What should we do? So how do you deal with that? Okay, now another point before we discuss the halacha l'maisa of that is I want to bring out Sif Hey. Let's just go get the dinim here and then we're going to put it together. Sif Hey. Chaluk la'acha kvisa. What is this? This is a shirt after it was washed in the washing machine. U'miskasha, it's hard, it's stiff. U'mishavsha f'maisai b'yadayim l'rachay. You crumble it to make it soft. Feels better. That's what. Why? She'ene mischavin ella l'rachay. What's your kavara? L'rachay. Avasuda, a suda is aser. Neshem mischavin l'tzach tzachay. Ve'evi ki milavi. I'm here with the man is the drama. What's l'tzach tzachay? L'tzach tzachay means to enhance its look. To make it look nicer. So why is it kimelabin? What's kimelabin? Why is it not melabin? The answer is it's not melabin because there's no dirt here. There's nothing. We're talking about a baguette which I washed la'acha kivisa. That means it just went through the whole washing process. It went through siftes. We soaked it. We shavshif it. We did tzchita. It's a clean, nice, clean beged. So there's no dirt here. There's no dust, no dirt. But what? It seems that after it was washed and cleaned, there was a way to, when you crushed it and you softened it, it looked nicer. It added yipoy to the beged. It enhanced its look. So one second, what are we saying over here? I'm doing the same action in the beginning and then, if I'm doing it for l'rachachai, then it's mutter. And Mishmur says, by chaluk, if you're doing l'tachachai, it's aser. By suda, we assume you're doing it l'tachachai. So I'm softening the beged. Sometimes I am chayv, sometimes not. What's the gather? The gather is, because it says sudra banan over here. We're dealing with it sudra banan. What's this Sidrabar? That we're worried if we're going to allow you to enhance the look of the beged, you might come to do Malabin Daraisa, which is cleaning a beged. If I can make it look nicer, so why can't I also make it look nice? And I'll clean the beged. But when are we worried about that? When your Kavana is for that purpose. If your Kavana is not for that purpose, so then we weren't worried. Why not? Because the dimyan between Sif Hey and Sif Aleph or Sif Tes is it's at the Taitzah. Listen to that. Since the outcome of this process is making it look nicer, so that's what might cause me to think that I could also wash a beged. But if that's not my goal over here, to make it look nicer, then there's no reason why you'll make a mistake and think that you can clean a beged. Then we come to Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin, tit sha'al bigdoi. You have a tit on a beged. Mishav shefoy me bifnim. Right, I have tit on the beged. So I could, right, this is the tit. I can go over here and move it back and forth until it falls off. Why? The loy mucha milsas chazui kimalav. It doesn't look like malave. Have a loy bechot. Take it and then rub it against each other or vigorously rub it. That's not allowed to do. Why not? The dummy limalavin. It's daim to malavin. In sif hey. We didn't say there's any difference if you do it bifnim, bachot, right? Maybe rachami bifnim should be mota. Over there we made no difference. And in Sif Zayin, we make a difference between bifnim and bachot, but we make no difference what your kavana was. Kavana doesn't play a role. So what's going on? Because in Sif Zayin, the Issa Drabbanim Sif Zayin is mitzvah the maisa that you're doing. The maisa is dirt there, right? This tit. Good, so it's tit just stuck to the bag, it's not in the bag. Or it's a little in the bag and I'm taking off what's on top of the bag, right? Bi'ar Lacha, Mishmur learns, I'm just removing what's on top of the bag, but I'm leaving the stain over there. But there's dirt. So where's the mistake a person's going to make? In the pa'ula, in the maisa, that if we're going to allow you to remove the dirt, that the tit that's on the bag, so it says that why can't I wash a beggar with water, which is the Siddharaisa. So then we say, okay, if in the pu'ula itself you do something different than what's normally done, you do a mibifnim, which is not the normal way of doing it, so we're not worried that you'll come to mix that up with libun. That's what's going on over here between Aleph, Hey, and Zion. Okay, so now let's go back to Halacha Lemaisa. So we have over here my beged, which has dust. We started off, there's a question, if it is malabin or not to remove dust, okay, we're machmer. So therefore, I'm not allowed to take a brush and brush off the dust. I'm not allowed to shake it or rub it, or shake it very hard, in order that the dust, I'm not allowed to do that. And so Shiloh v'daraisa, right? Someone goes, wipes off. It's all dusty, and Mamash wipes it off. Shalom Adaraisa. Without thinking. But what am I allowed to do? I'm allowed to shake it lightly. Lightly, I'm allowed to shake it or brush it lightly with my hand, not with a brush. Rishru says, now I'll use a brush over the dachal. So I can wipe it lightly with my hand or with the back of a knife. I mean, or with dry cloth. I could do it lightly. That I'm allowed to do. Now, we're talking about over here, the dust that's trapped between the fibers of the fabric. So what I'm doing is I'm just wiping off the dust that's on top of the beged. Right, if the dust did not go into the bag at all, right, so then I for sure can wipe off the dust if it didn't go into the bag. But the part that went into the bag, that I have to leave. Then we have I just want to point out from last week to this week. Last week we spoke about washing the beggar with water. So that's usser, even if it's only slightly dirty. And I'm not allowed to pour water, I'm not allowed to soak it. It doesn't make a difference. By dusting, this is only if it's makbid. What does makbid mean? Significantly dirty. What does that mean? How is that determined? It's based on the one that's wearing it, the person who's wearing it. If I do not, right? I asked someone today, would you wear your jacket if it was dusty? He says, no, I always clean it off. I always wipe it off. If it gets dusty, I always wipe it off. Shabbos, I have a problem. I'm not doing it on Shabbos. But I always, during the weekday, I always wipe off dust. Well, that person always wipes it off. He's considered makbid. On Shabbos, he's not allowed to. He's very careful. But says the Mishnah Brura, if Lefamim, right, what's the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura over here, on the top of the page, Pei Vav, says, Aval im ein darka lahakpid v'loif shel Lefamim b'li niyar. Sometimes on Sunday morning I wear it even though it's dusty. So then, I'm a Lefamim, I wear it sometimes with the dust, I'm going to remove the dust. I can remove the dust. Right? If there's not enough dust there that holds me back from wearing it, then removing the dust is not considered an act of malabin and is mutter.
But let's say
I'm makbid on Shabbos. Because Shabbos I like to dress formal. I go to a chasana, I'm makbid, that should look nice. There shouldn't be any dust on my jacket. But every Shabbos I'm makbid. Or every time I go to a chasana, I'm makbid. Is that still what the Mishbur means by lif'amim, I would wear it? But on Shabbos I would never wear like that. So that, the Shmir Shabbos called chasa brings, from Shlaim Zalman, and the Sfas Emes, and the Rid, Medayik and the Gemara Shabbos, that it's also called not makbid. Even though there are certain situations where I am makbid, but since there are times that I'm not makbid, that's called not makbid.
Same beggar.
So that's called not makbid. Let's say, one second, just before I lose my train of thought. But let's say, my son. Right, he, my little boy, obviously, what happens, they get dusty and dirty and all that, right? He's not makbid. But I'm makbid. It's embarrassing to me, the way he looks. So I'm makbid, he's not makbid. He's wearing it, I'm his father. So I want to wipe it off. So that, the Bir Halacha is Mesuf. What's the subject of the Bir Halacha? The subject of the Bir Halacha is, do we go baser, the person who's doing the Maisa Nior, the person who's being Menayer, or do we go baser the person who's wearing it? To him, it's Namakokol. He would wear it, and he wants to wear it that way. He'd rather you don't stop touching his clothing. See, he's fine with wearing it. But maybe, it's that, but since I'm doing the Maisa, and I'm Akbid, then it should be clean. Right, what happens? I don't care if I have dust on my jacket, but my wife does. So before I walk into the house, I make sure to clean it off. So I'm doing it for her. So this is the suffix of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha has a suffix. And therefore, the Bir Halacha seems to be noted in the Aruch Shulchan also that you should be machmir. But either way, even when it's mutter to do it, you cannot use a brush. And also, you cannot rub it or shake it very vigorously, very very strong. You can't do it. You can brush it lightly with your hand or with a dry cloth, or shake the garment lightly, and what comes off, comes off. Yes?
You can do it in front of somebody that doesn't know the halacha, that thing.
So, Al Tilchas Maris Ayin, there's no issue, because he shall learn halacha. You're not responsible, but if you want to be a nice guy, so don't do it. Or sit him down and learn with him the halachas.
How much already said about Shlomo Zalman? That also applied to Mudim as a halacha by halachah should be presentable.
We know you like the Kotzka. You know what the Kotzka said? Kotzka said, the Gemara doesn't say what you just said. Where it says, Kol Tam Chochem, that has a stain, it's a Chil Hashem, right? So what did the Kotzka say? Yeah, Avada. If you have only one stain, it's a Chil Hashem, you should have more than one stain. Okay.
You also know this is
only
if it's on top and not inside?
Which we'll get to what it means inside, but dust is always on top. I didn't answer your question?
No.
What was your question? I didn't understand. What does that have to do with Shlomo Zalman? What does that have to do with Shlomo Zalman? What he said? He's not Adam Chacham. He's not Adam Chacham. Okay.
Would there be a problem
for the Bosch of the Shepherd? Is he Makbir or not Makbir? Bottom line. But is he Makbir or not Makbir? He's not Makbir. So you have a tie on him that he should be Makbir. Okay, fine. I'm saying that I don't think that'll change this halacha. The fact that you have a tie that he should be clean. Right? If you're Makbir, he's not. You're Makbir, since you're Masha, he's the Anif. He doesn't realize it's halacha. So he has a stay. Now he's not Makbid, b'mtzis, he's not Makbid. You are Makshim like a tzaddik and a Tam Chacham, right? Yeah.
Materials that don't absorb dust. Like a drain jacket. That'd be completely
meant
to rub it?
Okay, so then, in such a case, that's like shalig and noitzis. Which the Ramah says, even if you're chashish, we would matter, right? Those are the rules. You have the... Right, it's not so... negate to the specifics, those are rules. Zerah Pishtin. Okay, now what happens? Now, just to point out also, when it's usser, let's say for the person who's Makbid, for the English fellow who's Makbid, no? Not that for Yerim at all. They're definitely more Makbid. But Torah's Makbid. So then the Mishmur says, even though you're Makbid, you can ask a guy. Even though normally we say, Amir Allah, I'm not allowed to ask a guy to do something that I'm not allowed to do. But over here, since it's a Machlekes, we shine him, and the Machabah seems to pass, it's not a problem. So over here, we allow you to ask a guy. Let's say there's no guy available. And I need to go into a place. Need to go to give a shear and push it. I just slipped on the floor and I have dust all over my jacket. Doesn't look nice. I'm embarrassed to go in. And there's no guy there to do it for me. So then what? So the halacha is, you can do a bidar shinui in an unusual manner. There's a story with one of the shivas, he was walking by Malchei Yisrael, and he had to get to Meisharim, and he slipped, and he got his whole frock got dusty, so he went into Ger. You ever went to Ger Friday night, when they say Good Shabbos? What happens? Everyone runs, they run around, and if you don't run with them, you get stuck, and you end up in the air. So he went in there, and he got in there, and from all the rubbing back and forth, he came out with a clean frock. So that was mutter, unusual way of cleaning your frock. It's a dry wash machine. Or you can lay down in your bed and read a book, and while you're laying down, you're moving around, and then it gets clean. That's what you can do. Okay. This we allow because it's Isidar Banan, Kvayd Brias, but all this is Machlaikis. So then it's mutter. Okay. But now the Shaila is removing a stain, a real stain. I want to remove a stain that I have, right? What's a good stain? Chalent spilled, herring spilled on my... I want to remove the stain. So that's aser. To remove any type of stain from a fabric is aser. And it does make the difference what color the bag is. And not just with water, to remove it with water, with any cleaning agent, it's usher. Even if I'm just making it, diminishing the stain, also be usher. But I have it to scrub it, to scratch it, also, you're not allowed to. But in cases of necessity, so then already I can ask a guy, again it says I can ask a guy. That's when you have a real stain. But when I have mud, this is sifzayin, mud or dirt, which is stuck to the baguette, so if the dirt or the mud is still wet, so then I can scrape it off before it dries, as long as or leave over a stain. I can scrape off what's there as long as it leaves over a stain. Now, why do I say before it dries? Because once it dries, we can run into a new issue called teichi. If I have mud that dried, now I scrape it off and it crumbles into small pieces, it's teichi. By foods that get stuck, my food spilled on my jacket, I didn't dry it on it. My foods, it depends. If it was once already teichin, so we say, ain't teichin acha teichin, you won't have a problem. You can scrape it off even though it's dry, as long as you leave a stain underneath it. So let's say I had mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes was already teichin and all that. And then it spilled on my jacket and got stuck to my jacket. Ain't teichin acha teichin. So even though it's dry, I could take it off. What else is kenelach? Some they have a food which is not gedulei karka, eggs. Right? So egg salad got smushed under my jacket. You know, it dried, so that also is no teichin on this. I can scrape it off as long as I leave underneath it the stain that's there. Again, in case of necessity, in case I'm going to remove any type of dirt, as long as it'll leave a stain behind. Okay, so those are the halachas that come out from over here. Next week, I would like to see Sif, and I'm bleeding at the beginning of the week, I'll give you Mar Makaivais, but I would like to see Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Beis, Gimel, Dalet. And if you have time to see also Sif Vav Zion. Zion, we just did. It's a Vav and Ches we need to do. It's a Vav and Ches. The Maisa, these Sifim are really connected but not connected to the Soy that we were speaking about. But we can't see it. So we'll get to see at least Beis Gimel Dalet. If you have time to see also Vav and Ches, then we'll move on to a different Sifim. I love the new service.